1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues. Each and every day on this broadcast, we face the issues. We invite you to join in the dialogue, the discussion. And oftentimes I forget to give the telephone number often enough. I've had those say, well, I could not get the number. Well, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue that we're covering each and every day. We'll be talking about censorship and invasion. Perhaps you say, well, what does that have to do with the Christian, the conservative? May I say to you, every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot need to be tuned in today. You need to hear, and time will not allow anything other than a fast overview of the issue of invasion and censorship. Both of those are the double barrel, twin barrel operational tactic that's taking place today. It's being put in place for two things. It is to totally revolutionize, to totally remake, to fundamentally change, using Barack Obama's term, United States of America. The invasion, listen carefully, the invasion of the illegals. Just in the past year, produced more invaders than U.S. citizens produced and new babies. We're witnessing the fundamental change of the demographics of America. It is the Biden-Obama plan. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been orchestrated, highly tuned, and carried out in America today. And simultaneously, tightening the screws, enhancing the operational skills of censorship of everything that's said, everything that's done in America. We're going to talk about that today. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion. Love to have your input. Do you believe that American censorship is taking place? Do you believe that the invaders, illegal invaders at the border, are a harbinger of danger and destruction for America? I think so. And I believe that we can see that with the data, with the information that we have on hand. We'll be talking about that today. We're going to have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, we're going to invite you to call, give your insight and your questions in relationship to it. We want to hear from you. A very important broadcast today, one that I believe has a thumbprint that will indelibly change the trajectory, the direction, the demographics of a constitutional republic called America. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I called it the truth book. When Jesus was talking to his disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. May I say to you, we're a nation that must turn back to God. We're a nation that must turn back to the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Lest we do that, we are going to continue to see the obliteration, the annihilation, the evisceration, the total destruction of the Constitutional Republic in America. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And we find that to be true today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said the decline of America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint said this in part, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the fundamental foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And ladies and gentlemen, as we witness the apostasy, the falling away, the implosion of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ on a national basis, we're witnessing, we're watching the exponential increase in that which is not true, that which is absolutely undermining, tearing down and destroying our Constitutional Republic. We need to be very, very careful of what we embrace. And yet it's the 55% of the millennials today, that's the 18 to 35 year old age group, they have no compunction. They have no reticence in saying that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, one of their statements in a recent survey says, each person determines his or her own version of truth. That's not true. It's a falsehood. Multitudes will buy into that rhetoric. But I've said many times, and you've heard me say before, a half-truth is a whole lie. We need to stand on the truth of the Word of God. What is true? That's having a central biblicist worldview of looking at the world, yes, looking at what's happening in the Middle East, look at what's happening in Europe with Ukraine, look at what is taking place with Russia and China, etc., etc. Look at what's happening in the Biden administration. See what's happening in the censorship, what's happening with the invasion. Look at all of that through a central biblicist worldview. That's seeing it through the prism of the Word of God. Does God's Word have anything to say about it? Yeah, absolutely. Does God's Word tell us where all of this is going? Absolutely. Does God's Word have any impact on how we should live and how we should respond to what we see happening? Absolutely. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Tam is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Tam is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Tam to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Tam, make an application for employment, wait to see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Tam. ToolsForTam.com. ToolsForTam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a moment or two in a brief monologue, and I'm going to invite you to call. Join in the dialogue and discussion as to what we're talking about today, censorship and invasion. We're witnessing an invasion of our southern border. Simultaneously, we're witnessing the increasing censorship on all that we say, all that we do, all that we text, everything that we write, everything that we communicate by telephone, and every place that we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the twofold Biden plan to destroy, hear me. There are a lot of people say, well, what are the Bidens doing? Why are they doing this or that or the other? They're not doing it haphazardly. It's not taking place in some manner that they're not familiar with. It is an orchestrated plan, an orchestrated Marxist, socialist, communist plan to take over, hear me, to destroy our constitutional republic, to destroy our freedom of speech, to destroy our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, our Fourth Amendment. It's to destroy and to fundamentally change America as Barack Hussein Obama said he intended to do. Ladies and gentlemen, today about somewhere between 9 and 12 million, I've not counted them. I've read enough articles and research on it. Some say that between the DACA illegals this year and the illegals that have come over, or the invaders that have come over under the Biden administration, that we have somewhere around 50 million illegals in America today, invaders that have come into our nation. But legitimately, they're saying, just in the time frame that Biden has been in, somewhere between 9 and 12 million invaders have entered the southern border. Today, these illegal invaders make up more in number than all children born to the American citizens in 2023. That's no accident. It is a clear-cut Biden plan, and behind that Biden plan is orchestrated by Barack Hussein Obama, carrying out his fundamental change of the United States of America. But let me just touch on a little brief footnote. Back in 2009, the demographers are those that do the calculation, tell you where migration is going, tell you where the general populace will be. But the demographers said that by 2030, now this was back in 2009, demographers projected that by 2030, United States of America would be a Hispanic-speaking nation by 2030. Now, we're on the fast track for that. I personally believe that if the Biden-Obama plan to overthrow America, and their plan is the grand crescendo to be the November election, if their plan succeeds, America's gone. If their plan succeeds, the constitutional republic is gone. If the Barack Obama, Joe Biden plan succeeds, we will no longer have a Bill of Rights. And therefore, what we call the church, Christianity, evangelism, and the religious liberties, the freedom of speech, will be a thing of yesteryear, will be a thing of history past, will not be something that our children and our grandchildren can look forward to in America. I'm looking at an article that says this: the White House secret surveillance program breaks all the laws. We're rapidly entering into a no privacy where everyone is open to surveillance at all times, and there are no secrets from government. The government wants us to believe that we have nothing to fear We have nothing to fear from them for its mass spying program, as long as we're doing nothing. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Shouldn't be concerned about government reading your text messages. Should not be concerned about government listening to your telephone call. If you don't have anything to hide, it shouldn't make any difference. Ladies and gentlemen, it does. It makes a big difference. It makes a difference whether or not we're having the laws obeyed by the thugs with badges and those in charge. We have a Bill of Rights. We have a Constitution. We're a constitutional republic. This article further says, it doesn't matter whether you obey the law or not. The government's definition of a bad guy is extraordinarily broad, and it results in the warrantless surveillance of innocent, law-abiding Americans on a staggering scale. For instance, it was recently revealed that the White House, revealing on a set of private loopholes, has been sidestepping the Fourth Amendment. They do so by paying AT&T to allow the federal, state, and local law enforcement to access, without a warrant, all phone records of Americans who are not suspected of any crimes at all. The article further states, this goes by way of NASA's metadata collection program. According to Senator Ron Wyden, New Hampshire, or Hemisphere, has been operating without any oversight under the guise of cracking down on drug traffickers. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a statement by a senator that says, admits, and makes the statement that without any oversight whatsoever, the federal government, under the guise of cracking down on drug traffickers, have opened Pandora's box in listening to, watching, tracking, tracing, censoring every American. We're going to talk about that in depth this broadcast today. Do you agree with that? Is it okay? Is it all right to not have privacy anymore? Is it okay to have free speech controlled? This article states more than a trillion domestic phone records are mined through this mass surveillance program each and every year, without a warrant, targeting not only those suspected of criminal activity, but anyone whom they might have contact, including spouses, children, parents, and friends. Ladies and gentlemen, the network is across America. The net's been drawn. There is a move today to listen to track, to trace, to censor every human being in America. That's the program. That's the plan. That's what's attempted. That's what's being done. And yet so many Americans do not know that. The telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, you are dead on point. I remember back when Obama was in office, and my godbrother said, man, he did a free Obama phone. And I told him, I said, what has the government given you anything for free, number one? Number two, I think a senator, I call him demonized senators, said that we need illegal immigrants because of our system is going down. You know, we don't have enough people. And another senator came up and said, well, we killed, 60 million or 70 million babies in America. So how you think, now they're going to come in, like you said, about, I said about 20 years, it's going to be an all-speaking Spanish country. And the people that came in legally, they are upset. They're really upset because they did it legally. And this administration and like Pamela Harris, I call her the Wicked Witch. But she wasn't there. Talking about, it's guaranteed we're going to win. Mm-hmm. So that means you're going to tell me you're trying to steal the election again.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos. People are waking up and seeing what the Democratic Party is doing. And like you said, trying to turn this into, really, let's face it, a communist country.
Yes, that's exactly what is taking place now. In fact, it is rapidly becoming a socialist, Marxist, communist nation because we have the leadership at the top of the pile, you might say, that is in the process of destroying our constitutional republic and removing our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of privacy, and every other freedom that we have, religious liberties, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things, Kenneth, that most are not aware of, that is the socialist, Marxist, Biden administration. They have in mind bringing in the millions of illegal invaders for the purpose of overthrowing the United States of America. They know what they're doing. It's not happenstance. It's not maybe. It's not perhaps. It is a factual move to destroy the Constitutional Republic. It is the Biden plan being carried out with Barack Hussein Obama in the background, pulling the strings and moving the chessmen on the board. They claim that it is good for America. In fact, unfortunately, there are a lot of the loose likes, lost liberal, rhino Republicans that think that it's good. They say that it's good for commerce. They say that it's good to have our workers replaced. But what is not recognized is the reality that they're displacing the middle income. They're displacing the low income. They will eventually displace the middle income and destroy what I call the warp and the woof, the very backbone of the fabric of America. We're watching the invasion take place. Right now, across America, there's a major strain. For example, Kenneth, one of the hospitals, I believe it is in Houston, Texas, said that just in the past month, they had treated over 20,000 illegal aliens, that they are now running short of material. They're running short on hospital space. They cannot treat American citizens because the flood of the illegal invaders that they're taking care of. Now, that's just one example from one hospital, but that's happening across the nation. We're going to watch the implosion of our educational system, our social system, our medical system, everything. We're watching the underpinning being destroyed of the warp and the woof, the very fabric of the United States of America.
Yes. Well, Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to tell you, you're dead on point. And I don't know if it's true or not, but the federal government is trying to sue Texas for putting up the barbed wire in the Rio Grande. Is that true?
It's true. In fact, the governor of the state of Texas, very wise, very brilliant man, he has turned the Texas Rangers and the Texas National Guard loose to protect the Texas southern border. They have put up razor wire, and now, in fact, the Texas governor even had the federal border patrol agents removed from watching the southern border at Texas. Now that there's a war between the DOJ and the Texas governor, because the Texas governor is trying to protect the southern border to keep Texas from being invaded by the illegal invaders that's coming in. And yet Texas now is in the crosshairs of the Biden administration's DOJ with the lawfare that's taking place of suing everybody and everything that he disagrees with, trying to make them stand down. But that is going to, I believe, backfire on the Biden administration, because the Texas governor, I believe each state has the right to defend themselves, defend their borders, protect their people.
Yeah.
And that's all that the governor's doing.
Yeah, that's in the Constitution, isn't it?
Absolutely. That is the responsibility of the governors of each state. The responsibility, by, the responsibility, by the way, of the President of the United States, his foremost responsibility is to protect America from any enemy inside or from the outside that's coming in to hurt, harm, or destroy. We're having a major, major, major invasion. It's not just illegals coming in. It's an invasion of the illegals coming in, and the hordes, the numbers, are just staggering. It is overwhelming the system, medical system, educational system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tucker Carlson just did a what I would call a very insightful yet totally alarming documentary on the invaders that's coming in. The federal government's hiding these invaders in hidden spaces until they can get them dispersed in every aspect and every part of America. It is a purposeful plan. And part of that plan, Kenneth, and this is the bottom line, part of that plan is, and you watch what I'm telling you, some may disagree, that's fine, by November, all of these illegal invaders will have been given the authority, the authorization to vote. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed.
Thank you for seeing me. I was going to ask you about that.
That's where we're headed. That is their, as the old cliche goes, that's their ace in the hole. That's their tool that they plan on using to steal the 2024 election.
They know we can. We're going to win.
That's right.
Kamala Harris.
That's right. She said, we're going to win. Total confidence. So, Kenneth, the bottom line is, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Stop being silent. Take a stand. We need to go back to Ezekiel 33. We need to be the watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead, warning of danger ahead, not fearful of what someone might say. There are those that will say, well, you know, Christians are not supposed to talk about these things. They're political. No, they're not. They're biblical issues. It happens to be out of the government array, but it's biblical issues. And God's word gives us the authority to do so. So the bottom line is, Kenneth, I believe we need to go back to Acts chapter 5, verse 29. The government had told Peter and others that they could not do preaching on the streets. They threw them in jail. They chided them. They fined them, if you would use that term. Turned them loose the next day. And said, don't do that anymore. A day later, they were doing the same thing again. The governmental official said, didn't we warn you? Didn't we tell you? Didn't we say that you could not preach on the streets? And Peter said, and I believe this ought to be the mantra of every Christian today, we ought to obey God rather than man. And I believe that's what Christians ought to do. I'm not saying we need to go out and purposely break the law. If the sign says STOP, we need to stop. If the general laws are in alignment with God's law, we need to obey them. But the government no longer finds themselves as the servant to God, but the government seems to think they're God themselves. And therein lies the problem that we need to recognize and stand up as Christians.
And Pastor, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to get off the line because I know you have numbers.
Yes.
I remember looking where a pastor was on top of his roof, and that's when our COVID, and his parishioners, they were 6 feet away from each other, and they arrested him and put a gate around the church.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Am I right about that?
You're right. In fact, that is proof positive that the federal government, they've used that as the orchestrated plan. It's a test. And the test has proven that churches and pastors and Christians will bow to the governmental demands, whether they are biblical or not. This, for example, the 6-foot separation. Anthony Fauci just admitted there was no scientific studies behind that. He said, "I reckon we just came up with it." There's no scientific studies for most of what they claim, but it put America into subjection to the federal government. Kenneth, our time is up for this portion of the broadcast. We're looking for the news, but thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much, and God bless you. We need to keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.